Happy Good Friday. This is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 95. Come, let's sing out loud to the Lord. Let's raise a joyful shout to the rock of our salvation. Let's come before him with thanks. Let's shout songs of joy to him. The Lord is a great God, the great King over all other gods. The earth's depths are in his hands. The mountain heights belong to him. The sea which he made is his, along with the dry ground which his own hands formed. Come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep in his hands. If only you would listen to his voice right now. Don't harden your hearts like you did at Meribah, like you did when you were at Massah in the wilderness, when your ancestors tested me and scrutinized me, even though they had already seen my acts. For 40 years I despised that generation. I said, these people have twisted hearts, they don't know my ways. So in anger I swore, they will never enter my place of rest. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 through 9 and 19 through 33. I am someone who saw the suffering caused by God's angry rod. He drove me away, forced me to walk in darkness, not light. He turned his hand even against me, over and over again all day long. He wore out my flesh and my skin. He broke my bones. He besieged me, surrounding me with bitterness and weariness. He made me live in dark places like those who've been dead a long time. He walled me in so I couldn't escape. He made my chains heavy. Even though I call out and cry for help, he silences my prayer. He walled in my paths with stonework. He made my routes crooked. The memory of my suffering and homelessness is bitterness and poison. I can't help but remember and am depressed. I call all this to mind, therefore I will wait. Certainly the faithful love of the Lord hasn't ended. Certainly God's compassion isn't through. They are renewed every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I think the Lord is my portion, therefore I'll wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to the person who seeks him. It's good to wait in silence for the Lord's deliverance. It's good for a man to carry a yoke in his youth. He should sit alone and be silent when God lays it on him. He should put his mouth in the dirt. Perhaps there is hope. He should offer his cheek for a blow. He should be filled with shame. My Lord definitely won't reject forever. Although he has caused grief, he will show compassion in measure with his covenant loyalty. He definitely doesn't enjoy affliction, making humans suffer. Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 20. The prophets who long ago foretold the grace that you've received searched and explored, inquiring carefully about this salvation. They wondered what the Spirit of Christ within them was saying when he bore witness beforehand about the suffering that would happen to Christ and the glory that would follow. They wondered what sort of person or what sort of time they were speaking about. It was revealed to them that in their search, they were not serving themselves, but you. These things, which even angels long to examine, have now been proclaimed to you by those who brought you the good news. They did this in the power of the Holy Spirit, who was sent from heaven. Therefore, once you have your minds ready for action, and you are thinking clearly, place your hope completely on the grace that will be brought to you when Christ Jesus is revealed. Don't be conformed to your former desires, those that shaped you when you were ignorant. But as obedient children, you must be holy in every aspect of your lives, just as the one who called you is holy. It is written, you will be holy because I am holy. Since you call upon a Father who judges all people according to their actions without favoritism, you should conduct yourselves with reverence during the time of your dwelling in a strange land. Living in this way, knowing that you were not liberated by perishable things like silver or gold from the empty lifestyle you inherited from your ancestors. Instead, you were liberated by the precious blood of Christ, like that of a flawless, spotless lamb. Christ was chosen before the creation of the world, but was only revealed at the end of time. This was done for you. Today's Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 36 through 38, and chapter 19, verses 38 through 42. Simon Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered, "Where I am going, you can't follow me now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I'll give up my life for you." Jesus replied, "Will you give up your life for me? I assure you that you will deny me three times before the rooster crows." And then chapter 19. After this, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate if he could take away the body of Jesus. Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but a secret one because he feared the Jewish authorities. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and took the body away. Nicodemus, the one who at first had come to Jesus at night, was there too. He brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, nearly 75 pounds in all. Following Jewish burial custom, they took Jesus' body and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths. There was a garden in the place where Jesus was crucified, and in the garden was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish preparation day and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus in it.
I'll wait for you to come. I'll wait for you to come. 'Cause when I'm with you, Lord, you always leave me wanting more. Here's our praise, you can dwell within. I'll wait for you to come. I'll wait for you to come. 'Cause when I'm with you, Lord, it always leaves me wanting more. Hear our praise, you can dwell within. So come. Let the glory in. I'm open. Come again. Let the glory in. Not a building. and you want to fill. It's my heart. This empty space is what you wanted all along. It's not a building you want to fill. It's my heart. This empty space is what you wanted all along. It's not a building you want to fill. It's my heart. This empty space is what you wanted all along. It's not a building you want to fill. It's my heart. This empty space is what you wanted all along. So come again, come again. Let the glory end. I'm open, I'm open. Come again, let the glory end.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit, wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with the closing words of Psalm 22. Future descendants will serve him. Generations to come will be told about my Lord. They will proclaim God's righteousness to those not yet born, telling them what God has done. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you back here on Monday, or we'd also love, if you would like to have you worship with us this Easter, this coming Sunday. If you would like to do that, there is a link to where we stream our services in the description of this episode. Whenever we see you next, though, we'll see you. Have a wonderful weekend, and happy Easter. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Come Again, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.